holiday greetings from Hollywood. As a special feature of the Christmas Caravan, the Columbia Broadcasting System presents the 8th annual Yuletide broadcast by those two lovable old fellows from Pine Ridge, Lum and Abner. It was in 1933 that Lum and Abner first told their simple story of nativity, the tale of a humble event in Pine Ridge, which reflected the glory of Bethlehem's wondrous miracle. And since 1933, they have answered the requests of their many friends by retelling the story each Christmas Day. As Christmas 1940 rolled round, Lum and Abner were taking a well-earned leave of absence from their long series of broadcasts. But they were more than happy to accept Columbia's invitation to appear again and to extend their Christmas greetings in the way which has become a tradition. So for Lum and Abner's annual Christmas story, let's go see what's happening down at Pine Ridge. Well, all business and other activities have been cast aside in Pine Ridge today. A heavy snow has fallen, and it's now after dark. Three old fellows, Lum, Abner, and Grandpappy Spears, are trudging through the snow on a real Christmas mission. Listen.
You're sure we're headed right now, are you, Grandpap?
Yeah, I know this is the way, Abner. Doc Miller rode his horse over here. You can see his tracks there in the snow.
Well, it must be the old Gaddis place, then.
Yeah, that's just about where it's at. But there ain't nothing but the barn left over there. That house burnt down 2 or 3 years ago.
Well, Doc says it's due east from that road where we turned off.
Due east?
Yeah, which way is east? I ain't paid no attention to the direction.
Wait a minute. Whereabouts is the east star?
There it is, right ahead of us. We're going right, man. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, we can just follow the east star.
Yeah, that ought to lead us to it.
How did you find out about these folks, Grandpap?
Well, Doc Miller and his woman had Christmas dinner over at our place, and we were sitting there visiting after we got done eating, and the telephone rung, told Doc to get right on over here.
Well, who done the calling?
Oh, some fella named Joseph something or another. I forget what he did call his name. He'd went over to some neighbor's house to call.
Well?
Said they'd been into the county seat to pay their taxes, and there weren't no room at the hotel, so they just come out here to this old barn to spend the night.
Well, now, this ain't fitting weather to have to stay out in no barn.
And they said they were sort of expecting the baby to be born tonight, huh?
Yeah, that's the reason they called Doc Miller.
What's the matter, Abner?
I notice my arms is getting torn.
Well, here, let me carry them blankets a while, and you can carry this oil heater. Is that box of groceries getting heavy, Grandpap?
No, I'm all right, Lum. We ought to be there directly anyhow.
Yeah, sir, this snow's hard to body out walking through it, you know it.
Yeah, well, maybe we're walking a little fast for you, Abner. Here, you take the lantern, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, it is mighty sorry of you fellas to come over here at night this way. I sort of hate to call you to get out on Christmas, but after Doc left, me and the woman got to talking about how pitiful it was that couple was having to stay out here in this barn with nothing to eat.
No.
Well, I'm just glad you called me, Grandpap. I'm just proud of a chance to help.
Yeah, this makes it seem more like Christmas to me, doing for somebody else.
Sure.
You know, you just can't do things to make others happy without making yourself happy at the same time. Trouble with a lot of us, we sort of lose our Christmas idea altogether. Think too much about ourselves. The real Christmas spirit is the happiness we get out of making others happy.
Yeah. There we was now, sitting there at home. Thought we was enjoying ourselves. These folks out here spending Christmas in an old barn this away. No, there just wouldn't have been no Christmas to it if you hadn't called us up, Grandpap.
Well, I knowed I could depend on you fellas. Now, if it's the old Gaddis place, we ought to be able to see it from the top of this hill here.
Wait a minute. I believe that's the barn yonder, ain't it?
Yeah, that's where they're at. Sure, sure were. Well, that's due east from where we was at, all right, for there's the east star right over the top of the barn.
Yeah, there's Doc's horse tied to the fence there. This is the place. See the light shining through the cracks in the wall.
Well, sir, it's just a shame them folks never let some of us know if they needed a place to stay. We've got plenty of room over at the place, just being glad to have them.
Well, this man that called Doc said they was looking for a place to stay and see this barn weren't being used, so they just put up there for the night.
Uh-huh. Whereabouts do they live, Grandpap, did he say?
Why, yeah, they're from over about Pleasant Valley, Summers.
Pleasant Valley?
Yeah. He told Doc he never had no cash money, taking every nickel he had to pay his taxes, but said if he'd make the call, he'd work it out quick as he could. Well, old Doc never refused a call in his life, I don't reckon.
No. I've known him to get up in the dead of night, in the worst kind of weather, to go call on the sick when he knowed before he went he never would get no pay.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what we'd do to that old Doc here in this community. Whilst there's some that says his methods is a little old-fashioned, but grannies, I'll take my chances with him every time. Yes, he's pulled me through the shadows time and again.
Well, I've always said Doc never practiced medicine for what money he got out of it, as much as he does for the good he can be through his fellow man.
No, sir, if there ever was a man that's got a preserved seat in the better world, it's old Doc Miller. Well, here, we better not be talking too loud, fellas. We don't want to disturb them none.
No, let's all be as quiet as we can.
Let me see. We gotta let Doc know we're here some way or other. I reckon it won't hurt nothing to tap on the door, sort of gentle.
No, go ahead. They might be needing this oil stove long. I don't believe you knocked quite loud enough, huh?
I don't hear a sound in there.
Well, maybe they never heard you.
Wait a minute. Here comes somebody to the door. Yeah, howdy, Doc.
Oh, hello there. Well, what are you three old codgers doing out here this time of the night?
Well, we just got to thinking after you left, Doc, these folks might be needing something.
Yeah, Doc, we brung a oil stove and some bed covers here.
And here's a box of groceries.
Well, they're certainly needing them. They haven't any kind of feed in there at all. Using what little hay was left for a bed, I piled it all up in the manger and made a pretty good bed, but now these covers will come in awful handy.
How's the lady, Doc?
Why, getting along as well as could be expected, Lum. Well, here, I'll take these things on in and have her husband light this heater and warm the place up a little. You men had better stay out here for a while.
Why, yeah, sure. Go ahead, Doc. We'll wait out here. Is there anything we can do, Doc, to let us know?
All right. Thank you.
Oh, Doc, what kind of work does this fella do?
Oh, he said a while ago that he was a carpenter by trade, Lum. Said he'd been out of work quite a while, though. Well, look here, I better get back up there.
Yeah.
Said he was a carpenter, huh?
Yeah. I was just thinking, Abner. We've been talking about building that loading platform at the back door of the store there. I believe it'd be a pretty good idea to get this fella to help us.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Lum. And we might get him to do a little fixing up in the store, too.
Well, he'll want to be nigh his wife and baby for a few days now. Quick as Doc thinks it's safe for him to be moved, I'm going to insist on him coming right on over there to our place and stand.
Well, that'd be the best place in the world for him, Grandpap. Aunt Charity could take care of him better than anybody I know.
Oh, yeah, she'd get a sight of enjoyment out of looking after the baby. Just loves children.
Oh, Lord, that woman of yours, Grandpap, has mothered every young'un in the community.
Yes, sir, I was just thinking here, fellas. Here we are, three old codgers getting along in years, standing around out here waiting for a little baby to be born. It's sort of like as if we was waiting for somebody to take her place.
Well, of course we don't like that. talk about such things, but now we've just about served our time, I reckon.
Yeah, won't be long before we'll have to move on. There'll be somebody else to take her place.
Yeah, yeah, they'll soon forget about us, Lord me.
It's sort of like the years. Here, 1940's almost gone. There's been a lot of things happen, but they'll soon be forgot. There's been lots of joys and happiness. And on the other hand, there's been lots of heartaches and lots of blasted hopes. But there's a new year coming, and we'll all get to start all over again. Here'll come 1941, bringing new hope and new courage. And we're sort of like the years, us three old fellas. We're sort of like 1940. We're waiting on 1941. The little baby in yonder.
Well, it's just like our older sibling.
Wait a minute, I believe somebody's coming to the door.
Oh, maybe it's Doc. Maybe it's Doc.
Any news yet, Doc?
Well, men, it's a fine baby boy.
So we take leave of Pine Ridge. And in behalf of the Columbia Broadcasting System, I want to thank you, Lum and Abner, for coming down here tonight to bring us your Christmas story.
Well, Granny, don't thank us, Lou. We're just proud to do it.
Why, sure, sure.
Fact is, it just wouldn't seem like Christmas without us all getting together again this way. Gives us an opportunity to thank all our friends for the many nice letters they wrote us since we went off the air. And to wish each and every one of you a Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
And the same to you, Lum and Abner. I know we're all anxiously waiting for you to get that jot-em-down store open for business again. This is Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.